This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
You know it, baby. Thanks, Levon. Great. Good morning, everyone. 11:12 a.m. here in the great Northeast. This beautiful Tuesday, March 11, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. And it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the veterans we lost of late, and through the good offices of John Basiliga, Basiliga Hospitality, and all of his incredible properties, we honor them today. And they are James Davis, German, Donald McCann, Lake Ariel, James McDermott, Plymouth, Paul Rowland, Center Moreland, William Tierney, South Scranton, Ernest Lynn Neskopek, and Charles Nip Napersky, Catawissa. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting in the Club for Common Sense, promising a sanctuary of sanity for the balance of the hour, where does the time go? Crazy, isn't it? And reminding you, it's not a safe harbor for stupidity. We will not suffer fools gladly. We just don't. I mean, there's no time for it. Somebody texts in, trying to make Canada to be the bad guy. It's laughable. Drink that Kool-Aid, MAGA. Well, see, they can't even handle the truth. I don't get it. What's the point? So you lay out the facts. I did it yesterday and today, of what Canada is doing. And by the way, the tariffs are only half the show. They're also limiting the amount of American products that could go into Canada. Then they're taxing and tariffing those on top of it. So Trump is pretending he's upset about the border, because otherwise we're stuck with the tariffs. Because of the, whatever they call that, the trade agreement we have with Mexico and Canada. But I mean, how's that justified? How do you just, are you for Canada over American dairy producer and American manufacturers of steel, manufacturers of aluminum? I mean, where does that even come from? What's the motivation? What's the common sense? There's no sense behind it. I'm going to blame Donald Trump for Canada's tariffs. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. I'm trying to like tell people, you know, it's hard with the Facebook nonsense. But because somebody talked about the Trump carrot, and these are people I really like. I really do. Trump tariffs, and he's causing chaos in the markets. What do you expect him to do? We're just supposed to keep taking it? Or are we supposed to do something fighting for American farmers, American manufacturers? I don't, it just brings you to wit's end. Why don't they? And I say this often, and it's important. If you will acknowledge the Canadian tariffs, the fact that they exist, and it's a fact, it's the truth, it's the reality we live in. If you accept those three, the fact, the truth, and reality of Canadian limits on American imports and the tariffs after the limits, then, okay, construct an argument. But don't ignore fact, truth, and reality and then start an argument. You might as well be like the Democrats saying, oh my God, the Medicaid cuts, people are going to die. They haven't even happened. And so how do I argue with you when you're making something up or ignoring something so blatantly obvious? It's exhausting. All right, we'll go in order of those who have been holding because I could get one more call in before the break. Mike from Peckville, how are you, Mike?
Good, how are you?
I'm great.
Okay, so I think, I love Trump and everything he's doing, I'm for. But the country will dump him if he doesn't get the economy straight.
Correct.
So as an example, I'm in my first year, first few months of taking Social Security.
Oh, good for you.
So now everything's taking a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Is it making me nervous? Sure. Scared? No. I know what Trump did in his first term. So it's not like we're guessing what the hell's going on. Everyone's creaming him because he's putting on tariffs and taking them off and putting them on and then taking them off for a month. Well, why do you think that's happening? Because they're negotiating. Because behind the scenes, he's not just doing this stuff just willy-nilly. He has all these negotiations going on with them hard. And it's like, if you don't do this, you're getting the tariffs tomorrow. And it's going to happen tomorrow. And then tomorrow he comes back and says, okay, well, I'm going to wait a month. Because Canada and Mexico conceded to what he wanted, at least initially.
And by the way, Mike, very important to note, the tariffs were not in place yet. So, nothing has actually happened. He's threatened them. They will go into effect. They will be of substance.
The stock market always looks forward.
But they're looking forward to something that may not happen. You can't. If we go by the stock market, you'll pull your hair out. They don't know what they're doing, and there's people trading on things that will never happen because they see a chance to make money. Do we lose you, Mike? I didn't touch anything, I promise. Mike, let me press it again. Mike, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know what happened there, but go ahead.
Yeah. So am I scared? Yes, but I'm going to trust the guy because he's doing. If he doesn't do that economy, look at Reagan. Reagan, it took 2 years. Even Reagan was worried. For 2 years, his economy didn't kick in. And finally, man, it took off.
But they got their clocks cleaned in the midterms.
Right. But that's why Trump has got to get this well before the midterms. But he's still only in, not even 2 months. So he's got it under control. He's taking the bull by the horns, and he's whipping that bull through the air like you wouldn't believe. Nobody has ever run this country like Trump has, ever, in the history,
This second term has
exactly
been,
what he must do.
It's been a tour de force. It's really been excellent.
I am so glad he lost that second run. I am so glad he lost to Biden. He is so much stronger now than he ever would have been in 2020.
Much
stronger.
I can't disagree with you there.
Michael, and he's in so much control of this government. He knows the ins and outs so much more. Excellent job.
Mike, you hang in there because the economy will turn around.
Oh, I know. I agree.
The Biden malaise. It will.
Yeah,
I'm certain of it.
But the rest of the country, no matter how well he's doing with everything else, this country will dump him definitely by the midterms if he doesn't have the economy under control.
But
and he's going to have it under control.
But he's got to do the right things. He's got to do the right things. Hey,
I want to tell you something silly. Can I say something silly?
Very quick, quick.
Okay, real quick. My name, nickname growing up was Razor. I'm officially changing my name to Razor on this show because I want him to cut the budget. I want him to cut the government, and I want him to cut taxes. Mike Razor, that's what I'm going to be for now.
That
was my name growing up.
That's not too silly. We need it.
That was my name growing up.
All right, man.
Cut everything.
Thank you.
All right, take it easy.
And you know what? There's the funny part, because it's something I was going to say to Mike while we were on. Bottom line, the market likes crazy deficit spending. They're only looking ahead to this quarter. Trump's got to look ahead to the future of the entire country for the next number of decades. And it may not coincide with electoral success because people are impatient. People are silly. Well, we're proving every day people are silly. They make things up when they don't have a problem. Just because they hate Trump or I love the Democrat, I don't get it. Anyway, we've got to take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK, we'll be back. We've got a lot of calls we want to get to. Had to wait for that. Murph says, on this date, 1972, Nilsson had a trifecta. He was number one in the UK, the US, and the adult charts with his version of Bad Fingers Without You. Bob Cadaro back on the eponymous program, and before that, remember the devastation, 2011? Magnitude 9.0 earthquake resulting in the tsunami, which struck Japan's northeast coast, including their nuclear power station. 20,000 dead. It still happens, man. Remember the, remember the blizzard in 1888? Yeah, climate change. All right, let's go to the blower. Jim from Bucks County. How are you, Jim?
I'm fine, Robert. How are you today?
Great, thank you.
I'd like your opinion. Now that the financial physician has visited Lackawanna County and provided a diagnosis, will the county accept the treatment plan, or will it go on life support and die?
Well, it's funny. They're hiring these consultants. It's you know what? For anybody that has a couple ounces of common sense, you know what has to be cut. You know what you have to do. They're generally looking for cover with your tax dollars.
Experts are always guys from out of town. Don't we have any locally?
No. They never use them from out of town. No. It's crazy because for many reasons, but the out-of-towners have cover to give you bad news or whatever news you want and then to leave town.
Have you read any of the report?
Part of it.
That's remarkable.
What are they suggesting?
Well, they're suggesting people tighten their belts and closely examine what they really are doing. There are some political excuses in it, but in 1970, the sheriff had 20 people, including himself and his secretary. Now there's I think the sheriff has more people working in the day than the city of Scranton police force.
And they don't have arrest powers beyond Lackawanna County property.
No, that's true, but they are acting as if they are a real police force. However, I was just wondering if you had any thoughts about
it comes
reduction
down,
in force.
Will it, or Jim, it comes down to personnel. And I have to admit, in my time and my opportunity, we faced 500 layoffs. I didn't do it. I failed. I raised taxes instead. Absolute failure. And I own that, and I know it, and I'm disappointed with myself for raising taxes instead of cutting the headcount as hard as it would have been. And that's what they're facing.
They may have achieved the maximum benefit from raising taxes. I think it's at a critical point.
It is. 33% for people. It doesn't make any sense when no belt tightening was done on the other side. Zero. They ignored Chris Chermak's suggestions. Hey, maybe some of them weren't right. Who knows? But to ignore all of his suggestions, you know, that's what we get, 33% tax increase.
Well, it was a pleasure to speak to you, Robert. Maybe I'll see you someday soon.
My pleasure, Jim. Thank you. We've got to take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. You guys hang in there on the phones. I want to get to you. We've got to do this with our great sponsors. We'll come back. We'll do our veterans tribute. We will do our weather. And then go to your calls, 570-883-0098. Our veterans tribute this hour brought to you by John Basiliga, Basiliga Hospitality Group. And guess what? The Stegmaier Mansions, they're coming online. The banquet facility, taking reservations now. If you've got an event in the Wilkes-Barre area or anywhere in Northeast PA, check out the Stegmaier Mansions. You'll be pleased. Ernest Lynn, he was 91 years old. He'll be greatly missed by his wife of 71 years who survives him. He was from Nescopeck, passing away the first of the year, January 1, 2025. He was born in Berwick. He had 8 siblings. They were raised and worked on the family farm in Nescopeck Township. Graduated from Nescopeck High School's class of 51. Enlisted in the U.S. Army, serving during the Korean War. He worked for Wise Potato Chips for more than 30 years. After retirement, he worked for Siegel Distribution, selling BG products. He was a top 20 national salesman in the U.S. He attended Wesley United Methodist Church, Nescopeck. Member of the Nescopeck Fire Company, Nescopeck VFW, and the American Legion, Shikshini. He was on town council for 8 years and volunteered with the Nescopeck Ambulance Association. He was also on the board of Boy Scouts of America, the Berwick Cemetery Association. He loved cars, jack of all trades. His wife is 71 years, Emma Jane, 3 daughters, grandchildren, 13 great-grandchildren survive him. Ernest Lynn. Charles Nip Nipersky, U.S. Coast Guard veteran. He enjoyed woodworking. He was 84 from Mount Zion Road, Catawissa. Born in Bloomsburg. He spent most of his younger years in Bloomsburg and later moved to Catawissa. 1958 graduate of Catawissa High School. Immediately following graduation, he proudly served his country, enlisting in the United States Coast Guard. Nip had a passion for business. He purchased his first school bus, and Catawissa Coach Lines was born. What a great name. He owned and operated the company until he retired. He sold it in 1988. He quickly took up woodworking, bedroom furniture, cradle stools, you name it, he made it. He loved nature and wildlife, hunter, fisherman. In 1969, he married his beloved wife, the former Beverly Clausen. 55 years he was married to her. They had 3 daughters, 7 grandchildren. He's the last in his family to carry the Nipersky name. Charles Nip Nipersky. Our great veterans this hour brought to you by John Basiliga, the Stegmaier Mansions in Wilkes-Barre. Storm Tracker 16 forecast. Meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, sunny and milder, 67. Tonight, increasing clouds, cooler, low of 38. Wednesday, cooler with clouds and a chance of a shower, 53. Thursday, partly sunny, 53. Bob Carroll back. Yeah, talking about these Facebook dust-ups, and I don't post much stuff. And but I mean, I'll respond to something that's an obvious Democrat meme, even if it's a friend of mine, because I mean, some stuff just can't sit there. Now, I don't know if that will cause people to think or if they're just going to go to their corner and be mad and say, oh, you're a horrible person. You know, I frankly, I don't care. When they say you're a horrible person or you're this, or then I know they don't have any argument. Which, by the way, I already knew. All right, let's go to the blower. We got Greg from Sawyersville. Hi, Greg.
Bob, a great show, buddy. We got great Republican news. I just wanted to give you a quick update. Our Republican Party, I mean, we're coming off an incredible presidential, congressional, U.S. Senate, state reps victory.
Amen.
We turned the county red. We're up by over 6,000 more registered voters than liberal Democrats. And, you know, under Chairman Gene Ziemba's leadership, we've expanded our grassroots committee. So we're recruiting, we're registering people. And I just ask every Republican listening, just stay strong. This is the liberals twisting the news media. Things are good. Change, you know, with change, there's going to be a little disruption. But I just ask every Republican, listen, please find one more person to register to vote.
Amen and, to that. Because the registration, and I'm telling people on this show and in this audience, I'm saying, look, you don't have to change your party label. I'm not trying to work against you. I'm just saying you don't have to change your party label. You have some deep-seated loyalty. But change your party.
Yes.
And change until the they do, you within. Can't vote with them. They're
right.
Insane.
Right. You're saying change your party from within, which, you know, we like nonpartisan stuff when we're working on legislative bills. I mean, the country is, you know, split 50-50 almost, mostly, you know, over Republicans, but over Democrats. But but if we can just keep this winning record going through the November election. Now, the November election's crucial. Every Republican listening in Luzerne County, please don't stay home from the primary and also the general, because the liberal Democrats are trying to make a big move to take over Luzerne County Council.
Amen.
And we can't let if the liberal Democrats take over the majority of Luzerne County Council, we have the majority right now. But if they take over, you won't even want to live in Luzerne County. It's going to be just woke madness.
And there's going to be outside money, such as the almost $200,000, which was behind the left wing candidates in the last county council election.
Yes, they did color mail outs. It was incredible. Yep. And how they attacked our candidates with, like, Harry Haas, they attacked with his record of working so hard for the citizens. They made him like a demon. And it was none of it was true, of course. Look what they did to our president.
Yep.
But, you know, under our chairman of the Republican Party, Gene Ziemba, we're just going full speed ahead. And we're going to be pushing very hard for our candidates in November. And we need every Republican to stand strong behind the president. And look at Congressman Bresnahan. I think he will be one of the greatest congressmen in the history of Luzerne County. And how they're attacking him.
They attacked him before he got sworn in.
it's
all nuts. They're nutty
and they
people.
They want town halls. Yeah, they want town halls, Bob. And they want a town hall so they could disrupt it.
For the paid activists. I know.
It's crazy. It would be crazy to have a town hall right now. They're trying to set it up. And they get there 5 hours early, so they got in. And so Congressman Bresnahan is doing an incredible job. Congressman Muser. So we worked hard to get the voters out for them. And the Republican people in Luzerne County are just
and let's
incredible.
Keep it. That's why we play, Greg. We play. The battle is over, but the war is still on. Thank you, my man. Appreciate it. Mike from Bloomsburg. How are you, Michael?
Hey, I'm good. A couple of things real quick. You talked about the earthquake in Japan that wiped out the nuclear plants. Well, you know what? We had one similar to that when we were around 1800, I believe it was. It was in the New Madrid area, which would be the southern area of Missouri. And it liquefied. It was so big, it liquefied the ground. Some of the subsidences were 19 feet. And if we had anything like that today, I can't even imagine. It could be close to a million people killed. It's incredible. It could happen here.
Mike, where was that? Where was that earthquake?
It's called the New Madrid earthquake, and it happened. It was at the end of 1811 and into 1812, there were a series of earthquakes in the Mississippi River Basin. And it actually, you know, there's reports that it changed the course of the Mississippi. It flowed backwards for a while and things like that. Yeah. And
Mike, when I was when I was a little younger, and I used to love, I didn't love the treadmill, but I could do the treadmill for hours mentally. Now I can do it for hours, but just not mentally. I remember watching on... I think it was the History Channel. And they went through all these scenarios, gamma rays from the sun, super volcanoes beneath Yosemite, earthquakes and shifts in the tectonic plates, all of that. Yeah, there's potential disasters of all kind. But by the way, northeastern Pennsylvania can suffer from a massive earthquake. It's not beyond comprehension.
No, absolutely, absolutely. Bob, if I could get to what I really wanted to talk about real quick. We need to have some background on the enemy. I'm going to say the enemy we're facing. Look what they did to try to get rid of Trump in his first term, and they couldn't.
Yep.
And then look what they did to try to prevent him from running. And we know there was illegal activities or things that were really unethical that were done to try to keep him from running. And now that they've got him again in office, they are so afraid and they are so basically willing to do anything to get rid of him. That said, Biden's term has brought this country and this world into almost a world war, okay, with the three things that were happening with Taiwan, the Middle East, and Russia. Things were, you know, going out of control. But the worst thing, I think, was the amount of spending and borrowing that caused this inflation that we have right now.
Yep.
And it's not going to be solved overnight. And we have to be willing to do the hard work to try to get this economy under control and get this budget under control. Because if we don't, it's just a matter of time before the whole thing collapses. And people... You know, again, we're impatient. I'm impatient. Everybody's impatient because we've had it, you know, basically so good. Even, well, I hate to say it, but with all the, I don't want to call them handouts, but all the support that we give people that don't have jobs and things like that, even though it's tough by our standards, it's really not tough in much of the rest of the world. And we have to get it together because
we've got to transition from a sugar-high, government-led economy to a private economy again. That's what we have to do.
That's right.
It ain't easy.
It's not. And the last thing I want to say, Bob, is the people that I listen to, you know, on my economic input, they basically said, and this was before it was determined who was going to be the president. They said that it's not really unrealistic to think of a 20 to 30% correction in the stock market this year. And just think what that would do to the public opinion against Donald Trump, when really this all started by spending like crazy for 4 years under the Biden administration. We need to give the guy a chance, and if we don't, I think it's our last chance.
I'm with you on all of those points. And very important. And I got to give Trump credit. He's trying to do things to mitigate the difficulties of transition, but he's moving forward on transitioning. And let's hope we get there. And let's hope the American people have enough maturity to get there with us. Thank you, Michael. Always a pleasure. We've got to take a break. Bob Cordaro, WILK. We will come back, and we've got more to talk about. Yeah. That is the devoted Democrat voter song. Don't know much about much. March 11, 1978, Murph says, the superstar collaboration, James Taylor, Paul Simon, Art Garfunkel. It was the number one adult charts hit with their version of What a Wonderful World. Bob Carroll back, and we're going to finish with, what are we finishing with there, Bulldog? Three Dog Night, the show must go on. I just love Three Dog Night. Chuck from Gardville says, Bob, Lackawanna County needs to flip because the path we are on is not working for the people. Chuck from Carbondale, I'm with you. Another, Sean from Larksville says, Bobby, can't wait until a restaurant opens at Mary Stegmeyer's mansion. That's a part of the Basiliga Hospitality Group. I married my wife there, and I'm so excited to be able to take her back there for an anniversary. I know the plans. They're going to be awesome. Somebody else, oh, it's just blanked out. Bob LTS, when I see the Democrats today, they remind me of the Black Knight from Monty Python and the Holy Grail. No matter how many serious blows they suffer, their cockiness remains. Let's go to Gary from Mill City. Gary, how are you?
Bob, how are you today?
Great.
Just a quick comment on the stock market and to show how fake the stock market has been all these years. When our government has asinine spending, driving the deficit up by trillions of dollars every year, inflation at a 40-year high, the stock market goes up and sets records.
They love it.
When you get a man in there that wants to get this country on the right path, bring jobs home, bring factories home, actually have a strong national economy, the stock market goes down. The media talks like we have lost. It's down big, yes, but when you're over 40,000, 1,000 points aren't a big deal.
Well, and you're right. I mean, it's what I was talking about earlier is they love government spending. They love deficit spending. They love trade deficits. All of which are bad for the American economy and the American worker and the American people. And so it can't be a measure that we use. It just can't. Now, we got to remember this, though, Gary. Trump used the stock market. And I always said, I would always cringe when he talked about how great the stock market was under him. And I was like, man, don't do that, Donald. It has almost nothing to do with the actual economy.
No, exactly. Real quick, they had last night on Newsmax, I was watching, and they had clips of Donald Trump in 1980, 34 years old, talking about how the rest of the world was screwing the United States with their tariffs. 1980, he was talking about it. And one other thing, I believe the biggest story that not many people are covering is this thing where Biden's bills and executive orders, pardons, were signed with an auto pen.
Yep.
And they had six pardons that were marked signed in Washington, D.C., and he was on a golf trip out of the country on one of the islands. To me, that is the biggest deal going on right now. That we didn't have a president for 4 years. We had a puppet, and somebody else was running the show. Thanks for your time, Bob. Have a great day.
Thank you, Gary. Well, the good thing about that is we survived Joe Biden. We survived Democrat insanity. And now the question is, does the country have enough discipline to save itself? Everything's in the balance. We don't play the battle is over, but the war goes on for fun. Mark Mayer gave us that song, but it's what is. And we can't back off. We just literally cannot back off from the course we are on. Now, I've got questions and issues about the sovereign wealth fund that Trump talks about. But, I mean, he talks about a lot of things. I have issues about cryptocurrency and what can happen there. But by and large, the policies are where they've got to be. And if the real American economy is good and solid based on the things Trump's trying to do, level the trade playing field, reduce government dramatically, we will get there. All right, guys. The Sue Henry Show's next. Rob O'Donnell Show after that. Loved being with you today. You know that. God willing, I'll be with you tomorrow. But for now, as Three Dog Night plays, their song released this date, 1974, Murph says, the show must go on, just not this one. Have a great afternoon, guys. Club for Common Sense, adjourned.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.